up, everybody?
What's happening, family?
And welcome back to another episode of
Is This Gonna Cause an Argument?
My name is Mom to some, Babe to others, but to you, my sister and brother, you call me Angel. Yeah, Angel. I am the host of this here podcast that I've been doing for 10 years with my husband. And my husband is the co-host. Tell him who you are, baby.
I'm the other host of Is It Gonna Cause an Argument, Marcus Tanksley, a.k.a. Tank. Hey, fam, if it's your first time tuning in, we greatly appreciate it. This is a podcast we've been doing for 10 years. And we pretty much talk about anything we feel like it. We thank you for joining us. And we do this podcast every single week with our immediate family. Those are the people we call them immediate family because we're a little closer than you are. If you only watching this on YouTube and not our Patreon, because that's where the immediate family is on that Patreon. You family too. However, you can be a part of that immediate family. All you gotta do is go to patreon.com/thatchickangel, sign up for the lower $5 a month, and get in on all the goodness.
I'm sorry, did you send me the link to this?
No, I didn't. That's what I was trying to do. I already put the phone down.
Oh, and you just forgot to send it. Can you just text it to me now? Appreciate you, boo-boo. We are also joined by, we were also joined by a very special guest. Tell him who you are, son.
My name is Marcus Tanksley. I'm the child of these two.
What you mean, these two?
I don't know what to say. Yeah, it's child of these two. This is my third or fourth time being on the podcast, I think.
So you feel like you're a professional?
Actually, like sitting here. Like I feel like I'm like made like in a pinch, but like actually sitting down, I feel. It's like third or fourth.
Because this used to be you running around.
Well, let's see here. Yeah. You were six when we started this podcast.
And the specialist guest.
And the specialist guest. I'm so sorry. You are correct. The specialist guest. We have here, please say who you are.
I am Amara Angel Anthony Tanksley, and I'm the second out of the first cutest one in this family.
Who is the first cutest one?
Lala.
Lala.
This family.
Lala, the dog. He's always going to give her shout out. We will be telling you more about our sponsors later on. We have a sponsor from Shopify, and we'll tell you more about them. Oh, and there is Lala in the background. This is definitely a family podcast. All right. So how are you doing, husband?
I'm doing good. I was just telling Angel I keep hitting this energy crash this time of day.
Okay, Amar, put the dog down.
Yeah, put her down. She's scratching your mama. Keep hitting this energy crash this time of day. And I have been working out, so I don't too much mind it, but I'm not used to it. It's probably because I'm not as active as I usually am after I work out.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe, I don't know, physically active. But no, I'm doing good. I'm getting a pimple right here. I don't like that. It's tender. How you doing?
I've been doing nothing, which has been great, other than putting up some clothes I'm giving myself this week.
You ain't been doing nothing.
I've been on the phone.
You've been on the phone and your laptop's been open a couple of times with triangle logos.
No, actually, that's a fib. I opened up my laptop right before. Oh, what you just saw was me getting my money.
Okay.
Listen, because that credit card bill about to be due, I got to be reimbursed.
You was talking about senior class stuff. You was on the phone earlier.
I was on the phone. My laptop wasn't open, though.
Okay.
Why you got to negate?
Because I ain't truly not doing nothing. You've been on the phone handling business.
Well, I was on the phone having a conversation with a friend.
Plural.
Yeah.
The friend is also doing work, so it's like... Anyway, go ahead.
I've been enjoying doing nothing. I've been talking on the phone and putting up clothes. That's what I've done today. I'm giving myself this week. And I did help Amar with some math, and he was killing that. But trying to give myself this week because we got to hit the ground running next week. We've got to do some things for some friends and whatnot. But you, eldest child, how are you doing?
I'm tired because I just started working out. So, like, right before I got on here, I worked out. So I'm a bit sleepy, but I know I have, like, a few other things to do. What?
He's picking with you.
I didn't even realize I shaking my head. That's really it, though. Yeah.
Okay, we're going to do our first segment, which is called In My Feelings. That's where we talk about something that's got us feeling good and something that's got us feeling some kind of way. Unless, Amar, do you want to tell us how you're feeling?
I'm feeling better than perfect.
Oh, better than perfect. He is waiting for more gifts for his birthday. He did tell me that. So hopefully that'll happen for him.
What are you waiting for?
Anyways,
he's got some accessories for his gift coming. That's fine.
What's got you feeling some type of way, husband?
What's got me feeling some type? You know what? I don't know.
What
it is got me feeling some type of way. I was telling Angel just now, this is very minor. I was telling her I went to run some errands earlier, and I was on my way home, and I'm sitting at the light, and I'm like, what is this feeling? And all of a sudden, I felt this feeling of anxiety, like, randomly coming up. And I'm like, what is going, like, something was wrong. That's, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. I'm like, what is this? And I was like, you know, check my, you can see your pulse. You can physically see your pulse and your wrist. Mm-hmm. So I was looking to see. I was like, is my heart racing, you know? So I'm like, no, it's like the usual, my heart be beating at, like, 54 beats. It's like the beat per minute is like 54 or something like that. And I'm like, it looks slow as it usually is. Mm-hmm. And I just took a couple deep breaths and it went away, but that was weird. I'm like, what is that?
You don't know what's causing it.
Yeah. It just came out of nowhere. I'm just sitting there, what, no music was playing. I wasn't thinking about nothing. Just sitting at the light and I'm like, what the hell is this?
What is going on?
Yeah. I don't be liking that. But other than that, I feel I'm Gucci.
Good.
Oh, you said what's got me in my feelings. That had me in my feelings.
Yeah, I figured that's how you were.
Yeah, that and was the parasite going on the last time we recorded or it hadn't happened yet?
What you mean?
The cyclospora, I can't remember the name of it.
Well, last time we recorded was earlier this week. That's the reason why I'm confused.
No, outside of that. I can't remember if I talked about this or not. That's what's got me feeling some type of way is y'all know everybody trying to everybody always trying to do better, at least for the most of us. So the stuff that I usually eat, I know y'all done heard about the cyclospora. I can't remember the name of it. The parasite that's going on right now. And it's basically attacking everything that I usually eat. Like leafy greens and all of that stuff. I took full advantage of that when I was in Kentucky. And just said, you know what? This is my time to not even give a shit right now. so I'm just going to eat all the junk food I want because that's all I can. So it's got me, I said it last time because I was like, I don't want to be case number 11 because there was only 10. So it still got me feeling some type of way is not just being paranoid about eating certain things right now. The fact that I'm still trying to do good, but what's got you feeling some type of way?
What's got me feeling some type of way is I got some really bad news from a friend.
Yeah.
That was so unexpected. And I just feel for him, his family, what he's going through. And
that may have been what that anxiety was coming from.
More than likely. And just trying to figure out, you know, what's going to be the best way that we can support his family during this time and juggle what we have going on here. So that's definitely got me feeling some type of way because you just be going throughout life and you like, all right, whoo. And then it's like, oh, no, there's something else happening.
Blindsided by something like that.
Yeah, so that's what's got me feeling some type of way. What's got you feeling some type of way, Marcus?
Come on. I'd say nothing got me feeling some type of way right now. I mean, I'm glad to be back home and knowing that I'm going to be back home for at least a good amount of time. I like that. So nothing really is got me feeling anything right now. So
your brothers aren't annoying you. Your friends ain't.
My friend, I mean, the friends here, like, I'm glad to talk to them again. So friends that I recently met kind of started annoying me, but that was really it.
How? Like, you just met them.
You know, he's your child. You are easily annoyed.
Marcus, how are they annoying you?
Shopify is where you go to start a business, point blank, period, okay? Because it has everything you need to be able to sell already there from day one. You ain't got to go hunting for where you get this, where you get that. It's in Shopify. We want you to know that if you're trying to start your business, this is where you need to be. If you got a business idea, Shopify is going to make it easy to make it happen, okay? Everything you need to start selling. Again, it's all right there. I remember when I first put Mama Likes out there on the market, when I had the idea, I said it on my other podcast. I said, I want to do a subscription box dedicated to Black mamas. Did I know how I was going to get it done? No. But did Shopify make me believe that I could do it? Yes. And did I make it happen? Absolutely. Shopify makes it easy for your customers to finish their purchase. And when they come back, their information is already saved. They just have to do one little tap and they are done. It is such a smooth way to get it done. You feel your store, no matter how new you are, you feel like a professional because Shopify handles the setup and the checkout. So you can focus on growing your business and there are tools to help you do that. And it's such a great feeling when that's what you can focus on. You can focus on making sure your products are exactly the way you want them to do. Your branding is exactly the way you want it. Shopify powers millions of businesses worldwide, from household names like Mattel and Gymshark into small business just getting started. The fact that you're building on the same platform as Mattel been around since before I was born.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Long time ago.
Listen. With Shopify, nothing stands between you, between your idea and a real business. So go make it one, all right? You know we need that. Cha-ching, all right? Start your free trial at shopify.com/argue.
Argue.
Start your free trial at shopify.com/argue.
Argue.
And we just want to thank Shopify for being there for both of our businesses and Absolutely. Being there for you all.
Thank you, Shopify.
They just do things that know that they know, I guess, kind of gets under my skin.
Mm-hmm. Mm. Mm-hmm. Okay, so what's got you feeling good?
What's got me feeling good? Been with sleeping a lot this summer. Oh, that's like most summers, actually.
That's all the time, period.
Mm-hmm. I and watching on his phone. You usually watch on your phone the whole day.
Who said he ain't doing nothing?
I feeling good. I would say I still have like a month of summer break left. I'm also trying to figure out what I'm going to do for my birthday as well. So it's thinking about those. Things. I would say I'm kind of like neutral. Like nothing's like really bringing me up, and also nothing's like really bringing me down. Like I'm kind of just here.
I would say bullshit. This boy has been having a blast. This is probably the best summer vacation he's ever had. You could say without giving too much detail. Is it not one of the best summer vacations?
Yeah, it also has been one of the best summers I had. Yes,
like what you mean neutral? Well, where you been walking around here grinning?
What's got me feeling good is getting a standing ovation at Jack and Jill Nationals, knowing that I'm back stand-up wise, feeling a little rejuvenated, coming up with an approach to how I want to approach stand-up. So that's got me feeling good. Like, I'm like, all right, okay.
Yeah, I'm excited about that new direction and the approach that we were talking about. Like, that's dope. Mm-hmm. Like, use that as a gift, as a strength.
What's got you feeling good?
That I'm back home, but I still miss Kentucky.
You can't get quieter because I can't hear you. You still miss what?
But I still miss Kentucky.
Okay. Okay. What about you, Daddy?
What's got me feeling good? I'm excited about this new content I'm about to do.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm excited. Y'all, I ordered a new telescope. And it's going to be here soon. I don't know how soon, but soon.
A new telescope.
New telescope.
Oh, yeah.
I no longer have my other one. Got this one. I literally got this so I could do video specifically with the Patreon. So y'all watching live right now. So I'm excited about that. I'm also curious of how it's going to work out, but yeah.
Okay, so we have our big child sitting here because his summer has been the most epic summer that I've never lived.
Ever.
Especially not as a teenager. And I wanted him to be able to share.
I lived it as an adult.
Right. I wanted him to be able to share some of his experiences. Actually, some of his experiences as this is his last. Oh, I was gonna give him my mic.
I know you're gonna be doing more than that.
As this is his last school year and possibly his last like full summer with us. So
you're not gonna wear it again or
Me and Dad will just trade off.
All right.
So let's start off with what came first? Was it uni camp or teen conference?
It was uni camp.
Okay.
No, wait, it was teen conference. My bad.
Okay.
Right. Teen conference.
Okay. So let's start off with teen conference. The audience knows, well, people who have watched us for long enough know that I am a member of Jack and Jill of America for the purposes of my sons being around black female children while doing amazing cultural and civic activities. Why is that important to me? I don't want my kids' only real experience with black girls to be from a maternal place. There are a lot of ways that I will feel like I failed as a mother, but one way that I will ultimately feel like I should have never had children is if I ever hear my black boy saying, you know, black girls, they just too much. They do too much. They want too much. They always complain. And they, for them to ever have that odd, and one of my nephews had that viewpoint of black girls. And it's just like, and he got sisters.
And that literally comes from a place.
You don't have a mic.
I can hear him because I'm watching the thing. Oh. That literally comes from a place. I've noticed that I always comes from a place of lack of experience with black girls.
Correct. And we live in Southern California, not in a highly dense place of African-American people. And it's just in school, there are black girls there. But like, you know, like most boys Marcus's age, most straight boys, I would say, because I feel like it's a little different for boys who aren't. But most straight boys his age, his friend group is predominantly boys. This is around the age where people are usually friends with those that are the same gender, unless you are. I notice a lot of young gay males, they might befriend girls more because it's safer to be around girls than it is to be around heterosexual boys, because that's when a lot of that toxic behavior starts. So, back to it. Jack and Jill of America. He's a part. Every summer, they have something called the Teen Leadership Conference, or as we call it, TLC. I took Marcus last year. He absolutely enjoyed it, so he was definitely down to go this year. He was elected the vice president of his chapter prior to going, so he had to be an alternate. So just explain some of your experiences.
Some of my experiences?
At teen conference. You don't have to go into too much detail, but like kind of what was your experience like how do you feel like it's, why do you enjoy going? And, but like some of the things that happen for you there.
I guess that's why I enjoy going. Why I enjoy going is because you get to meet people who are in California, but also in your region, which we have, I think 5 states in our region. So just meeting people like across your region that like are very similar to you, that's pretty dope. And also everyone's nice. Like I haven't met like a single mean-spirited person at a teen conference. And despite the plenaries, which are usually always boring and tiring, everything else about teen conference is really fun. Let's say this is my second year going, and I already made more friends than what I made last year. And even then, you'll probably see some of the friends from last teen conference show up to the next teen conference, so you're kind of like reconnecting with more people. I also, during teen conference, I won my election for regional teen secretary. And I also got second place for my oratorical competition as well. So that was really good. I think that's all I want to really say.
What did it feel like after competing in your oratorical competition? Were you surprised by anything that happened with your oratorical performance and the audience reaction?
I mean, the audience reaction is kind of like expected, because I remember from last teen conference, like the people's reaction to just our talent show and I think the last oratorical were all like really positive. No one's like booing you or anything. Like they're all like trying to hype. If you do something, they're going to try to hype you up. Like no one's trying to like bring you down while you're on stage. Because most people know that's nerve wracking to be up there talking to 300, 500 teens.
They know the person on stage is nervous.
Yeah.
So overall, you feel like it's a positive environment?
Yes.
Okay. And correct me if I'm wrong, do you feel like it's also a place where teens, they are going fishing, sharking?
Yes, absolutely. Yes, yes. 100%.
Explain what that is, just in case people don't understand the reference.
So, how do we explain this? Basically, at teen conference, that's when most people, guys and girls, are looking for like people to talk to, of the outlook, yeah, talk to like maybe like date. Like, it's usually that's what happens during. I feel like mostly just a night, because every night we have a party, so mostly during those, that's when people start sharking or whatever.
Oh, so.
And they're popcorning,
yeah. So,
yeah.
Fishing, explain the meaning behind the two, because that's my first time hearing this.
I don't know what fishing is. I know what sharking is.
It's
about.
Sharking. I knew it was one of, yeah.
No, you just made up fishing. You didn't know.
I knew it was something with one of them things in the water. Sharking. They be. In the water, looking for blood. And y'all be popcorning at the parties. Popcorning, dancing. That's the one thing that you do see at teen conference is boys dancing, full-blown dancing. They're not, like, holding up the wall.
So that was teen conference is just the region, or is that from all over?
The region.
Okay, because I'm like, is that a California thing?
What?
The way the kids don't dance.
No, I don't know. Because you said people don't dance at y'all's parties at school.
They try to, but they can't.
Well, the audience is a lot different as well at his school.
Right.
Also, the music's bad too.
But. Yeah, the music. I'm working on it. I'm working on getting a DJ. Listen. So overall, it's a positive experience, and is it odd or is it comfortable being around nothing but black people.
It's very comforting, I feel, because I'm usually surrounded by people who don't look like me. So being in that environment, I feel like I'm at the point where I feel more comfortable being in that environment surrounded by people who look like me than not. Even though I'm comfortable in both environments, it's just that there's a lot of things that happen that I don't have to either explain or have to, pretty much.
It's okay to have a preference.
No, but I want it, like my mother. My mother is comfortable in every room, and that's what I want for my children, to be able to go into any room. Mm-hmm. So after teen conference, where he was elected to a regional position, congratulations, he goes into a camp, has nothing to do with Jack and Jill. It's thrown by UCLA. It's called UniCamp. It is, it is a camp that is put on by, what are they called? It's too loud to be right there, Mark.
I'm about to make y'all get rid of this shit, man.
It's put on by I can't remember what they're called. Like Afro Nation or something. Anyways, it's a black camp. UCLA allows them to use basically their facilities up at Big Bear. And tell us about that experience, sir.
That experience was also very fun. I mean, that was also, I think, the first time. Was it? Yeah, I would say I don't even know how to describe it. It's not the first time I've been camping in that sort of way. Like, every time I've been camping, it's either been, like, in a... It's not... I don't even know how to describe it.
Secluded?
It is secluded, but also isn't. Mm-hmm. But it's way more secluded than any other camping trip I feel like I've been to.
Mm-hmm.
So that was neat. I also got to meet a bunch of people there as well. And it was also a very nice environment. And no one really like mean-spirited or anything.
We learned a term that Marcus said was happening to him. He called it eye tagging.
Oh.
Is that what it's called?
Yeah.
Tell us.
Yes. Tell the whole story. Oh, no. Tell the whole damn story.
Daddy wants you to spill the beans. I just wanted you to explain what I take. Still, it's his face. Yeah. Go. He's the one saying it.
So basically what eye tagging is it happens, and that's how most people like figure out like, ooh, who am I feeling, is when they like look at somebody, but the person looking also looks at them, and like they keep glancing at each other like back and forth, but they know that they're glancing at each other. That's basically what eye tagging is. Now what happened at the camp is that I was playing eye tag with this one girl, right? And then, but I didn't know she had a dude. Or I didn't know until like, I want to say the third day. And that's when I realized like, oh wait, there's a guy there. And this thing called like, what was it called? I want to say it's the shout out box, right? So you can do like anonymous shout outs to whomever at the camp. So originally I wasn't going to do anything about it because I'm like, oh, she has the guy, whatever. Not going to do anything about it. But then... what happened? Someone put in the shout out box that, tall guy, because it was like four of us. A tall guy from unit one, we had 9 units, I was in unit one. Tall guy from unit one thinks this girl is cute. I'm like, what? Because I only told 2 people that I even am looking at this girl. So I asked both of them, they said I didn't buy anything, so I'm confused. But turns out, I found out a little later, it was actually a girl hauling at that girl as well.
Oh.
So.
Oh, I didn't know this.
Yeah, we didn't know that.
Yeah, I learned that like, I feel like a week ago. So, I was like, what? Because the girl obviously knows that the girl knows that we've been playing iTech. So, like, I'm like, I don't know what to do about this because there's also the guy I have to deal with as well. I didn't really talk to the guy. All I did was, I think the only interaction I had with him was teaching him how to tie a tie, and that's really it. I didn't really go forward on that because, like, it's whatever. The guy can have her. Oh, my bad. The guy can have her. I don't really care. I could have stole her, but that's a whole different story. But that's it, though.
He said, no, so yeah, the girl kept eye tagging me. I definitely could have stole this girl, but you know, that's not me.
Of course, his father just loved it.
Hey, been there, done that.
That's a shame. So, from uni camp, which he enjoyed, he was gone, he came back on my birthday. Uni camp, we go into Jackson the House. Now, to explain Jackson the House, again, we go back to our membership in Jack and Jill. And again, this is one of the reasons why I decided to become a member of Jack and Jill is because of these type of opportunities, along with he is around black girls. And again, while yes, I would love for my son to marry a black woman, it is more so about his platonic relationships with black girls that I am high key, not worried about, but focused on, and just making sure he knows how to have healthy relationships with black girls, regardless of dating them, being friends with them, just making sure they are humanized in his eyes and not just, again, from a maternal place. Anyway, Jackson the House is a partnership with Morehouse College in Jack and Jill. It is a program, it's a leadership training program. It's also, while they don't like to call it this way, but it is one of the shining like stars of the program. It is a pipeline into admission into Morehouse. A high amount of the boys that attend, or young men that attend Jackson the House, end up becoming Morehouse men. Like, they go from high school into Morehouse College, which any college would want a program like that, because trust and believe, as hard as we're working to make sure a college wants Marcus, we know colleges want him. And colleges are trying to find ways to get families to choose them, because these are all businesses. Anyways, hundreds of boys applied. He had to have a letter of recommendation. We turned in two. They had to turn in his transcript. He had to talk about his leadership capabilities. He had to write an essay. And he was chosen out of hundreds of boys. There were 60. I think the final number ended up being like 63. 64 young men from all over the United States. I think there was around about six from the Far West region. And then the rest came from all the other regions. He spent 8 days living on Morehouse campus, taking classes almost every single day from three different Morehouse professors, one in the Department of Sociology, the other in the Department of Psychology, and the other one in the Department of Education. They also took cultural trips to different museums, which I'll let Marcus elaborate on more.
Sorry, we know a lot of y'all heard this last week too, last episode, but just
giving y'all a recap, because some might not have seen the last, getting a chance to bond with these other young men, because I think if you know Morehouse College, you know there's a strong sense of brotherhood that they push forward. So, Marcus, tell them your thoughts on the program and maybe some of the highlights for you.
The program was 100% worth it, in my opinion. It really, transformed the way I think in a lot of ways.
You keep going, baby.
Some of the things I, really enjoy was definitely the professors, because the professors, I think all of them said that we're here to teach you, but we also want to learn from you. So they would try to get to every single question and rebuttal, answer it in a way to what you they will answer it, but also give you something to think about as well. So I really thought that was dope. I would say all the boys that were there, all, again, super nice, super kind, all fun to hang out with. I would say I also learned a lot about myself and the way how, in the way I need to start talking and presenting myself, because I sometimes slip up on words or my speech impediment gets the better of me to where you're not able to understand what I'm saying. And that usually leads to me like shutting myself out of a lot of conversations. So I've been working on that since I've gotten out of Jackson House. But
so yeah. Just on that note, on the car ride home, because like we told y'all last episode, Angel was calling him every single night, like around the same time when he got done. And on the car ride home, I didn't get a lot of the updates. So I said, while we're driving from Atlanta to Kentucky, I want from day one all the way to the end, step by step, everything is done. And that was the most clear, active, well-spoken, engaging conversation that I've ever had with this boy. His entire time of living. And I had to compliment. I was like, this, the, because Marcus has an extremely vast vocabulary, but he doesn't use it. So just the way he was talking, the way he was going through detail, the way, because I've been telling him, I know your thoughts come really fast, to slow down. But just the way he was articulating everything was saying was like night and day from the boy we dropped off. Like that made a huge difference. I'm glad that you have been working on that for yourself, but go ahead.
What about I go? Yeah, the brother. Yeah, it's definitely a sense of brotherhood too, because you have LCs, which are our leadership counselors, and they are over, so we're like in four split up groups between all the teens that are there. They also are like a part of like the experience as well, like a stream part of it. Like they're on like just watching over us, like they're interacting with us, talking to us. Like the last day we ran races and they participated in it. Like they're, I don't know how you would feel excluded in the environment that was presented at Jackson House. So I really appreciate that as well.
Can you give a little bit more detail on kind of what you learned in the classes as well as what you learned on the field trips?
Well, in the classes, sociology, philosophy, education, we're all going over the Souls of Black Folk by W.E.B. Du Bois. So all kind of connected, but they, I don't want to say this. They all extracted something different from the book in each class to where it doesn't feel like something's being repeated from another professor. Like, of course, there was some things, but it never felt like repetitive or monotonous when it came to what was going on in each class. And I like to, I was gonna say, I'm trying to think of some.
Were you trying to think of a specific moment?
Yeah, I'm trying to think of like a specific moment right now. Oh, really good moment. For education, we went over sorrow songs. Now that wasn't like a big part of the book. Oh, no, actually it was, because he pointed out in the book that each chapter started with a, like, verse from a song. So we went over that, but he was the only class that really mentioned it. All the other classes went on something else that still kind of connected to sorrow songs. So that's kind of how each class was different but also connected at the same time. And then for the trips, they, I feel it gave way more insight into like our history here in America, because a lot of it has been diluted because of social media and because of us not focusing on it, especially since now things, historic Black history has been being, or yeah, has been erased. Bits of it has been erased from this country. So us going to those museums and like seeing, for example, lynching, we got to see and numbers for a lot of them. I remember I got to see a wall that slaves literally built. I got to see the soil that a bunch of lynchings. And then we went to, I don't remember what the place was called, but I feel like, I can describe it pretty well though. So this was all in, I want to say, we were in Alabama. Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah, we're in Alabama. But basically there's this place where they have all these metal boxes hanging down from the roof. And on each of these metal boxes, they have the state and the county and names of every single lynching that they have documented. They have a list of every single lynching since, I don't know what the earliest date was, but like the latest date was 1955 from what I've heard. But like seeing all of that, like, made me take a step back and like, there's so much stuff I'm definitely missing that I do want to learn more about, because it's kind of crazy. Like, there's probably Black people at my school that still think lynching is just, oh, getting hung from a tree. No, it's way more than that. I'm not gonna go into how graphic it gets, but it gets extremely graphic. A lot of lynchings are slow, slow, slow deaths. So I guess hearing the descriptions, there was also in the museum I went to before the metal boxes, they had lists and reasons on why people got lynched. Like, someone got lynched for asking where a shovel was so they could do their job. Yeah. Like, something as small as that got someone killed. So I guess seeing the gravity of it all really changed the way I thought about how I go through, I guess, my history, and as well as how I go through the present day now. Yeah, present day, yeah.
Yeah, because that just shows to light, like, even the simple verbiage that they try to change things over to, like, some textbooks, they change the word slave into workers. I'm like, yeah, you see them making it more light than, a lot more light than what it actually was. Go ahead.
No, you finished your statement.
Oh, no, I'm done with the statement. I was married. You seemed like you were moving them on to the next section. I don't know.
No, I was going to say, was there anything like else that stood out? I asked you very specific questions, but was there anything else that stood out about Jack's in the House? They did do, while you're thinking about that, I'm just going to say, they did do a capstone project at the very end that they had to present to the parents about each group. The four groups that they were in had to present about one prolific Black man. Each of these men had some sort of tie to either Morehouse College or Martin Luther King. Definitely all men that were still prevalent during the civil rights movement. But yes, is there anything that you feel like you want to add? Also, shout out to Andrew Knox, that was Marcus's roommate, my sans son, her oldest son. They got to be roommates at the program and got a chance to bond. They hadn't seen each other in 8 years, so it was good they got to reconnect.
I can't think of anything else that like stood out mm-hmm. from what I've already said.
Do you feel like it increased your interest in Morehouse, or it's still the same?
It definitely increased it.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so because he'll have to go here soon, we are going to move to the last thing he's done so far, which is so funny. It wasn't something that we were definite on that he was going to. Originally, my husband was coming with me to National Convention for Jack and Jill of America, where I would be performing. well, Marcus, after being elected as team regional team secretary, and then after attending Jack's in the House, he became kind of adamant that he should go to National Convention. He also was selected out of thousands of high schoolers. He was selected to participate in the Jacqueline Moore Bowles, I think that's the right initials, leadership conference. This means he completed a certain amount of curriculum within Jack and Jill to be able to be potentially selected to go. He was selected. I did register him. So it was just one day, but he wanted to be there the whole week. So tell the people first a little bit about the leadership conference and then about your experience as a non-registered attendee of the National Convention.
So for the leadership conference, it's definitely not like teen conference at all because it's one day and barely one day. Oh, nah, not one day. And we had, workshops. We got a tour of the campus. We were on Morgan State. Yeah, right, Morgan State. Mm-hmm. Morgan State University. So they got to have a tour of that. I think it's a really nice school. I'll probably apply to it, but I'm not sure if I'll actually, I'm not sure if I actually go. But it was a pretty nice experience. It also felt kind of rushed at the same time. But overall, I did enjoy my time at the conference. I did get to meet a few people, and I actually got to see a few people from Jackson House there as well. So again, the thing of reuniting with people, even though I saw them literally like 3 days ago, it was still a fun and interesting experience for me. Mm-hmm. And then for National Convention, I wasn't registered, and I think that was probably for the best because I got to sleep in, and I heard from a lot of the teens that a lot of the workshops there weren't that great and it was kind of boring. So I think I had the best of both worlds of being able to hang out with Jack and Jill teens, but also not have to be in any of like the the boring stuff. Even though there were some activities that I didn't want to go to, it wasn't enough activities to where I'd be like, oh, I wish I would have registered, so.
Mm-hmm. what was your favorite part about your non-registered hanging out with teens experience? And what do you feel like, if anything, you learned about yourself during that time?
My favorite part, I guess it was hanging out with my cousin since he was there as well. So I got to like really hang out with him since usually he's talking to Sai and Kai, my little brothers. So getting able to like really connect with him, that was fun. And then also being able to connect with majority of my regional team board was also also great. What was the other? It was...
Learn about yourself.
I want to learn about myself.
Yeah. If anything, we were there for almost 7 days. And mind you, what he's leaving out is that he was out here in these Jack and Jill hotel streets until 2 a.m., 3 a.m., 4 a.m. Okay? Look, he's shaking his head. Yes, I was. So I'm hoping there was some learning going about yourself.
Something was getting learned.
Something was getting learned. So tell us about that.
I mean, I learned that like, if I'm around the right people, like, I think if I'm around, at least for Jack and Jill, I'm going to say that. At least for Jack and Jill, I feel like you become friends with anyone that's in the room with you. So I guess learning that, and also learning that like I can I can start speaking up way sooner than what I usually start doing. Because I'm usually quiet and then start slowly warming up. I'm pretty sure if, like, out, like, as soon as I got with, like, the group that were from the Far West, because the National Convention, of course, has all seven regions there. But as soon as I got, like, with my, most of the people from our Far West region, I was able to, like, actually, or felt like I was able to actually, like, talk more, express myself more, a lot quicker in a new group. So I learned that about myself.
Do you feel that you, is it that you feel safe with these teens? I wonder if there's a way to, like, quantify it, because that's what I believe, because I look at you with your friends here, right? You have a blast with them. You're goofy. You talk a lot. Me and your dad hear you literally yelling at the top of your voice at them. Whereas we put you in certain other settings, you are a mute. And you're saying that's not what happened to you in this instance. You weren't a mute. You felt comfortable kidding with people, joking with people. But would you say that you felt safe to be yourself around these people without... I don't think you really care about people's judgment, but you also don't want bad vibes surrounding you either.
Yeah, I guess I did feel more safe because, again, the thing of not... There's certain things I don't have to explain. Mm-hmm. Certain things I don't have to think about before I say it. Or certain things certain things I have to explain. Certain things I don't have to think about while I'm with Jack and Jill teens, and just teens that, and just black teens in general. I'm gonna be so for real. Yeah.
Yeah, you feel the difference from when you dealing with people that are, for lack of a better term, cut from the same cloth.
Yeah.
It's like a unspoken understanding.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And also, they can all dance too, so that makes it fun.
What's so funny?
Here, I'm closer to his mic than you know that to yours.
What's so funny is that this boy loves, I'm so glad you're back to it. He, like his parents, both his parents loved to dance when we were younger. We were not ones that were holding up the wall.
Oh, yeah. Most of my out of town fights I got into was because it was me and my friends in the club dancing, and the girls would dance with us.
Mm-hmm.
And the local dudes did not like that. I'm like, y'all wasn't standing on the wall.
Right.
But we gonna keep dancing.
And I used to be the type, you couldn't get me off the dance floor. So Marcus came back, talk about, hey, I need to learn this other line dance. What was the line dance that you were doing the rhythm to that your aunts were like, oh, you know all the notes in the...
Was it?
You were trying to tell Micah how it went, and you were doing the rhythm of it.
I think it was Candy. So yeah, I think it was Candy.
Yes, yeah. Because they were trying to. He was like, "Mom, this is Micah. How does the electro slide go again?" And we were like, "Melissa, you failed. You're a son." And so he was like giving them the rhythm, but you know they do it to Candy now. But go ahead, do Candy.
And like, then I heard it recently that day. I was able to do it better.
Tastes like candy. He did the walk down. I said, you heard all of that in the song? Da, 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 da. I think when people do Candy, there is not that much detail that they like usually express when they're like, you know, I said, Melissa and Daisy said, oh, all that's in there, huh? But yeah, little Marcus came back all sweaty. Were you dancing that hard up in there?
I mean, there's also a bunch of people you're around, so that just adds like more heat.
You look
so.
70s dancing.
Yeah.
You get your bump of coke, get on the dance floor.
Yeah, hot. I'm sweaty. So last but not least, because you got to go. What if somebody didn't have Jack and Jill for their child? Because it is not everywhere, mm-hmm. and there's all like there's different like things you have to do to become a member. What type of scenarios do you feel like mothers of young black boys, young black teens, should put their teens in?
They should definitely put them in environments where they have to either learn to be a leader or have to lead. I think that's definitely something very important. And also, I mean, I feel like that's actually it. I mean,
The mic dropped when you said it. Mm-hmm. I mean, my heart shook in my chest when you said that. I applaud you in the transformation you've allowed yourself to go through this summer. You have made every penny and every hour that I have given up and sacrificed, that your father has given up this sacrifice, that your brothers have had to like sit through, worth it. And I just hope that like you're able to use all these lessons as you grow into a young adult. If you want to add anything.
No, yeah. Like you are an excellent example for your brothers. And like your mama said, you definitely come off like it was worth everything that we've put into it. Mm-hmm. Like, for real.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right, you guys. Thank you so much, Marcus, for being our guest.
You're welcome.
Greatly appreciate you. Go and take that dang old SAT seriously. Let's not throw scholarship opportunities down the drain. Okay? All right. Appreciate it. That's my payment, is a strong ACT score. Yeah. So guys, like, imagine we got to hear details of everything. Imagine.
Oh, it was so much that was left out.
Hearing all the details, all the nitty gritty of everything he experienced, in like watching a butterfly eat its way out of its cocoon in real time.
Yeah.
That's what it was like. I was like, oh my God. His wings are that color.
Oh, like, yeah. This is on the ride home from Atlanta in the car. I'm like, it was literally like watching a butterfly blossom out of a damn cocoon.
Yeah.
Watching his wings dry out and he started to flap. It was like.
Yeah, truly. And in what I notice now is I would say just at the before the summer happened, I was doing more talking. He was doing more listening. It finally flipped. Where, yeah, I might have to prompt him, but now I'm able to do more listening, and he's able to do more talking.
Yeah, I definitely, because Angel's always been good at, like, digging and asking questions. I'm like, I don't, look. Now there's very little digging I have to do.
Yeah. Well, you weren't digging before anyways. You said
I was doing my version of digging.
I was like, oh, baby, I'm on a, what they call them, when they go find a city underneath the excavation?
Excavation.
I was excavating, okay? That's the type of digging I was doing. I had the little brush out.
Okay. Can I clean your, this is not even shade, can I clean your laptop?
Yeah, after I'm done. To.
I've been looking at that like a dirty piece of jewelry, like, oh, I'm gonna get in all the cracks and crevices.
I do not mind. You can get right into
it. Hell yeah.
So yeah, we hope you enjoyed that little recap with our son.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, this we're going into that last year's school.
I definitely could have took his girl, like, easy.
Of course, his dad. Let me tell you, his dad has gotten multiple bits of joy
I wish we could tell y'all.
Multiple bits of joy.
Once he's grown, we're going to tell y'all.
But he definitely going to have to be grown. He has definitely just been having the time of his life. So, yeah, thank you all for listening. Again, make sure y'all check out Shopify. Mm-hmm. They are one of our sponsors. We appreciate them. And, yeah, we will talk to you all on our regular scheduled programming next week.
Absolutely.
And God bless y'all. God keep y'all. And we'll talk to y'all later.
Y'all have a good one, fam.
Bye.